Now he says again here in verse 12, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to render to each man according as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that wash their robes in order that there shall be authority over the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Without are the dogs and the sorcerers, fornicators, the murderers, the idolaters, and every one that loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright, the morning star. Now, the church should know this program of God, you see. Now, the angel is bearing a very personal word from Jesus, or else Jesus is breaking through and saying it personally. He promises that he's coming again. This is his personal declaration. No believer can doubt or deny this all-important and personal promise of the Lord Jesus. And he'll personally reward each believer individually, the church at the rapture, and Israel and the Gentiles at his return to set up his kingdom at the millennium. Little wonder that Paul could say, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And again the Lord Jesus asserts his deity here. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He said that at the beginning of Revelation. He concludes with, and only blood-washed believers have authority over the tree of life and access to the holy city. Dogs come off rather badly in Scripture, as you've noted. We've talked about that before. They were scavengers down here in that day. And the term is used for Gentiles quite a few places, by the way. Now, the Lord Jesus had sent his angel with this very personal message. I, Jesus. And he takes the name of his Saviorhood, the name he received when he took upon himself humanity, the name that no man knows but himself. And you and I are going to spend eternity just centering on him, his person. And my friend, if you're not interested in Jesus today, I don't know why you'd want to go to heaven, because that's all they're going to talk about up there. Don't talk about him. And he's called here the root and offspring of David. That connects him with the Old Testament. But he's the bright morning star to the church. And do you notice the bright morning star always appears at the darkest time of the night? And it appears and indicates that the sun will be coming up shortly. And in the Old Testament, it ended that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. That's the Old Testament hope. But to us, he's the bright morning star and will come at a very dark moment. Now, we have the final invitation and warning here in verses 17 and 19. The Spirit and the bride say, come. That's the church. The invitation goes out today. He that heareth, let him say, come. And he that is athirst, let him come. This is a twofold invitation, an invitation to Christ to come, an invitation to sinners to come to Christ before he comes. He that will, let him take the water of life freely. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto them, God shall add the plagues which are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city which are written in the book. Now the Holy Spirit is in the world today, and he joins in the prayer of the church that says, Lord Jesus, come, come. The Holy Spirit is performing his work in the world today of convicting and converting men. We know that now in the 5-year program of the Through the Bible ministry. He works through the Word and through the church which proclaims His Word. And the invitation is to come to men to take the water of life. Everyone that thirsteth, let him come without money and without price. And Jesus stood and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. That's the invitation that goes out today. And if you are tired of drinking at the cesspools of this world, he invites you to come. What an invitation this is to come to him. Now, the final promise and prayer. Verse 20 and 21. He who testifieth these things saith, yea, I come quickly. Not soon, but when these things begin to come to pass, he's even at the door then. Come, Lord Jesus. And that should be the prayer of every believer today. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all his saints. And we sure need plenty of the grace of God. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.